I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 1 year after the devastating earthquake that struck Haiti, Mission Aviation Fellowship is still hard at work. The quake on January 12, 2010 killed thousands and displaced millions. MAF's President John Boyd says while personnel have been busy in the air, they've also been focused on evangelism on the ground. He says families have raised funding
and purchased 24 prefabricated little houses, building these houses for Haitian families around the areas that they live. And that outreach to the Haitian people has enabled them to share the gospel of the Lord, because most of these people are voodooists.
I'll be in Haiti all this week reporting. Keep listening. Meanwhile, the Chinese New Year is February 3, 2011, the year of the rabbit. Biblica is marking the occasion with the release of the Chinese Contemporary Bible. It's translated into standard Mandarin and available online at Biblica.com, BibleGateway.com, and YouVersion.com. China makes up the world's largest online community and has over 800 million Mandarin speakers on the mainland. The revision provides the opportunity to reach the younger generation and seekers. And 2010 was an incredible year for Bible translation around the world, especially for the Seed Company. Larry Jones says they started 93 new translation projects and added 26 consultants. For 2011, they hope to start up to 100 new projects. Will we see the remaining 2,000 languages started in our lifetime?
2,000 is really not all that many in terms of an absolute number, considering the size of the church globally. So I think it's very possible.
We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available World Serves devotional, Joy Over the Moon, Stories and Scripture to help you to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.